The legislation called for landlords to list all of their LLCs and entities they operate as a rental unit in the city on a business license application. The goal was for the city to be able to connect the dots if landlords are multiple offenders in providing safe housing throughout the city. 8th District Councilman Nathan Field says the city already has ways to track landlords.
I do think that this legislation would create unnecessary redundancy, and the primary objective is already achieved. And the experts at LNI, who again share goals of everybody that is promoting this bill, tell us that they don't need it.
But bill sponsor 2nd District Councilwoman Shanae Darby says in a committee meeting, City LNI Commissioner Jeffrey Starkey told her they cannot currently track landlords with multiple LLCs.
There's no way of him knowing that one entity, organization, or business has multiple LLCs.
Councilman Chris Johnson also opposed the legislation, saying the bill was unfunded and the city doesn't currently have the money to pay for it. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.